Lent is a season of storytelling. It is a season of wilderness and temptation, a season of battles and of angels. This story begins, this story of wilderness and temptation, of battles and angels, begins not with Jesus, but with Tom Monahan. Born in Boston, Tom says of himself that as a schoolboy, he was a square peg that others tried to fit into a round hole, tried to hammer and push and squish, but they failed and he didn't fit. And the failure to fit and the constant hammering took their toll on him. Tom began a long, bleak slide into wilderness and temptation and alcohol. I don't know whether it was angels or who or what that ministered him out of that, and feel free to ask him in a few minutes when we'll open for a Q&A. But I do know this, that Tom has been sober since 1993. Amen. There are a great many friends of Bill in our congregation, Tom, so their affirmation comes out of personal experience. The first AA meeting Tom ever attended was here at Old South Church, in the current location of our Boston Warm Day Center. And here's something I know about Tom, not because he told me, but because the staff at our day center told me, that he has their back. He has the backs of our day center staff. When a pair of drug dealers entered the day center one day, hoping to discover some new customers, Tom whispered to our staff of their identity, their intentions, and their occupation. And Tom then proceeded to give an impromptu workshop to our staff on how to identify drug dealers, and they are all the wiser today. If any of you have seen the little homemade video recently produced by some of Boston's interfaith clergy, you may notice that Tom makes a cameo appearance in it. He and I are linking arms. So, church, today, as we encounter the wilderness, the temptations, the battles, and the angels of Lent, I've invited Tom Monahan to share with you something of his story and his experience at the Boston Warm Day Center, where Tom now spends many of his days. And following Tom's words, I'll facilitate an interactive Q&A with you. But for now, listen. Listen, and you shall hear of wilderness and temptation, of battles and angels. And may we join forces with the angels, and may the angels win. Tom.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you all for opening the shelter, right? You don't know how it is just trying to get warm at times. You get someplace where you think it's going to get accomplished, right? And somebody's standing there, no, move on. So now you trudge on to the next place. And usually that place is going to tell you the same thing when it happens this way. So that's the way days go there, right? And as far as a whole day, people in the streets, okay, you wake up somewhere between 5 and 7, pack your stuff up, and right, you're off. And this is where you're going to get, go away. Now with this place open, there's some place to go, and you're even going to get a cup of coffee, something to eat, and probably some really good conversation and a chance to make contact with other people. Many of you parishioners have been down, right, to the shelter volunteering, playing a game of cribbage, just talking, figuring out where you fit in, where they fit in. And it gives that person a bit of hope. Think, okay, yeah, this person may not slide across the street when they see me walking down, like I'm threatening them, right? And that's really the best part of it all. There's some places that it may be expanded. Those will have to be thought of. Convert for us. And shut off.
Not too close.
Hello? No?
Can you hear it?
Yes or no?
Speak it.
Hello?
Come up. Can I have you to the pulpit? Tom
didn't want to speak from
the pulpit, but we're going to have to make him.
Yes. Drafted again. Right? Boy, this is different. Oh. Mind you, this is only the fifth time we've been in front of an audience like this, with the exception of AA meetings. We've done a bit of there, but this is much different than that. Right? And I'm starting to draw a blank, so why don't we open this up to questions?
I'm going to come down, because I don't have another microphone, to relay any questions to Tom. But as you're thinking about questions, I might just ask Tom to tell you a little bit about his work as he is employed.
Oh, Tom's a professional porch litterer.
A porch litterer, he says.
Right, and by which means, are you familiar with the free papers that are distributed throughout Boston? The Beacon Hill Times, Back Bay Koran, right? The Sun, right? JP's, the Gazette, Everett's, the Independent. Well, you're looking at one of the people that drove them on your porch.
Tom, what time in the morning do you get up to do that?
Right.
What time in the morning do you get up to do that?
Oh, 4:30.
And how many days a week?
Right, sometimes four, right.
And it's cold out, right? It's cold out when you do it?
Most of the time.
And have you had frostbite?
Oh, yeah, we got a little touch right now. Where the thumb wore out.
Okay.
It doesn't take long to get it.
I have a question here for Brigitte. Tom, Brigitte wants to know where you sleep.
I sleep in Paul Revere Park, in a bridge.
Outside in Paul Revere Park, under a bridge.
Yep.
And I think people might want to understand why you don't sleep inside.
Why? Well, the only places open to me are shelters. They run them like jails. We'll give you the choice. Go to jail, stay out.
So Tom sleeps rough, as they say. Caitlin? How did you get to be homeless? How did your story start?
Well, through much alcohol, right, a broken marriage, and I quit.
How long have you been homeless?
Right, 20 years now.
20 years he's been sleeping outside. Do you have other questions, Brad? Would you like a home, Tom?
I would like a home that I could afford, right? I don't see any out there on just shy of $200 a week.
Emily?
I don't want to presume, but I'm guessing that you might be able to coach some of us who've been feeling really frustrated with getting cold. How do you orient toward it when you're just sick of being cold? Well, how do you coach yourself to handle it? We could use some advice.
The question is, how do you handle the cold? Because you sleep outside, we're inside in places, and we still can't handle it.
Okay, cold is real, real simple, right? You've got to make sure you've got enough under you for when you're laying on the ground. Pine Street blankets work fine. And then you get a sleeping bag or a couple, and you crawl in them. Maybe if you're lucky and somebody's passed out some hand warmers, you start them going, and you stay warm for the night.
Tom has two sleeping bags every night. Sherry?
Tell us why the shelters feel like jail.
Tell us why the shelters feel like jail.
Why? Okay. Number one, the vast majority of the people there, right, just got out of jail. You're bunked inches away from other people, right? Everybody in there, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but the majority of people in there, if you take your sneakers off, it's going to be gone. And a good number of times, if they're actually worth something, somebody's going to try to take them off your feet if you keep them on.
How did you make a living prior to being homeless? And today, what are your skill sets and talents?
Right. Well, I did a little...
And I need you to speak into the mic.
I ran a newsstand up at Park Street for like 8 years. Right. I was making decent money there. Right. They stopped doing the evening papers and that died. I worked over to Boston Celery for another 5 years. Right. Which was a 60-hour week. Right. And, right... I got stupid and drunk and lost that job, right? But
I think the other half of the question is, if you were to be employed today, what skills and talents might you have?
Mm-hmm.
What skills or talents do you have if you were to be employed today?
Right. There really aren't many. I could probably be a dishwasher or a second cook, right? Not much beyond that that I'm still capable of, right? Other parts would be manual labor. That's not going to happen very much now, just due to age.
Do you have friends or compadres that you can be with at night, or are you completely on your own?
Do you have friends that you're with at night, or are you completely on your own?
No. I've got five people that are staying with me now, right, that... I found the spot and I brought them. So, you know, they still look at it as my spot. I'm the landlord.
Tom has found a very secure space where he's not supposed to be, but it's really safe and out of the wind, and you trust it.
Well, it's out of the wind, dry, right? You got to put up with a little traffic noise, but, you know, that's... got to be expected somewhere.
Was there somebody back here? That had, Ted. Ted first. What do you do when you have health care needs?
Cure them myself.
Speaking into the microphone.
I'll cure them myself. Very simple. Right. You know, you get a cold. You go get some lemon juice and drink it. Right. Beyond that, cut myself, get a needle and thread, sew it.
John?
Where do you get, to eat?
Where do you eat?
Most of the churches around Boston, right, have a meal, right? And you can pick and choose, right?
And how do you bathe or attend to hygiene?
Well, that's real simple. You get... couple of gallons of water and some squeeze bottles. You get someplace secure, right? You put the water in the squeeze bottles and you get the soap out and you wash. Primitive shower.
Good morning, John. You have a comment and a challenge. I've stopped by the warm shelter a few times and I was there last Monday. It was just absolutely incredible.
So Tom's saying he stopped by the warm, Tom, is that right?
John
has stopped by the warm center, and it's incredible.
They're giving out gloves
and socks.
You know, anything that the people needed, it was just wonderful. And my challenge is if I have to stop in there and you're there, I'll challenge you to a game of cribbage.
Yes, John's offering to challenge Tom to a game of cribbage. I hear that Tom plays a mean game of cribbage. Nan? Do you ever have encounters with law enforcement or police? Sorry. Do you ever have encounters with law enforcement or police?
Oh, yes.
Speaking into the microphone.
Yes, they don't like you even sleeping in their parks.
So it's for loitering.
This is a trespass charge. Right. In some cases, results in a $150 lawyer fee, right? $300 fine, 30 hours work, community service.
Ruben? What about your family, Tom?
There is none that chooses to associate with me or I choose to associate with them.
David? How do you get around a big city?
Well, the T. I work, I buy a T pass.
He works, and he doesn't, as he said earlier, Tom takes in enough money to do the things he wants to do, travel by tea, coffee, cigarettes.
Tobacco, coffee, tea pass, stop for an occasional meal, movies.
Do you bank your money? Do you have your money in a bank?
No. I would just assume...
He's not going to tell you where he keeps his money.
Yes, I will. It's in my wallet. Otherwise, it's been either spent or given away.
Talking about theft. But that's because he doesn't go to the shelter, so he doesn't have that problem. No, there's no issue. You don't experience theft outside. It's in the shelters.
Right. Well, you can, right, if you aren't careful.
Yeah.
Right. You set your bag down someplace and walk away, it's very apt to... not be there or ransacked, not necessarily due to other people. 50% of the time, it's Pox people cleaning it up.
Deb Washington?
Or like earlier, the bomb squad showing up, thinking that it's a bomb.
We had a little occasion here last week when two of our guests in the shelter left their suitcases out by the Copley T station, and the police found the two suitcases with nobody by them and called the bomb squad and shut down the T and brought out the sniffer dogs. So, yeah. Deb Washington had a question.
Tom, as you think about being homeless and getting older, what is your greatest worry?
As you think about being homeless and getting older, what is your greatest worry?
Actually, being caught alone. Where people no longer see a value to you, that you're just the old guy. Maybe you got something that I'm going to take. Right.
Dawn?
Tom, in the past, have you had any encounters with the healthcare system? And what happened?
Right. Looking forward, because you have to be looking at the mic, have you had any encounters with the healthcare system? And if so, what was that like?
Housing, I'm still trying to get to a question.
Have you ever had any encounters with doctors or hospitals?
Right. Well, I know where they are. I opt not to use them.
Why do you choose not to use them? It's a follow-up question.
Why? Because I find there's too much bureaucracy with them. Too many questions. We're going to see you later. No, the toothache is now. Pull it.
Linda?
How do you stay sober with all the barriers in your life?
That for me is real simple.
The question is, how do you stay sober?
Right, staying sober is real simple, right? I know if I pick up one, it might as well be 100, right? So I can't pick up one. And as far as being 100 goes, I don't like the results of that.
He likes being sober.
Since overnight shelters have so many problems, is there an alternative program that you think would be helpful?
Since overnight shelters have so many problems, is there another kind of program that you think would be helpful in their
right? I don't know of one that's out there yet, right? And maybe someone can come up with something that might be, right? Because you know, there's got to be a balance there between, right, somebody that's going to abuse something like that and somebody that's going to use it properly. I don't have that answer.
I know there's a lot of questions. Tom is going to, are you able to stay with us a little bit after church?
Yes.
To interact? So I, for everyone's sake, I know you all want to keep going, but I'm going to close this. And I want to say that Tom comes to us courtesy of the Public Voice Project of City Mission Society. And the purpose of that project is to break down the barriers between the housed and the unhoused, and to put a face and a voice and a life and a story to homelessness. And Old South Church has supported the Public Voice Project from day one. We were right here, the site of the first graduation 2 years ago. Every Public Voice storyteller, in his or her own words, tells of wilderness and temptation, of battles and of angels. And may we, Old South, join forces with the angels, and may the angels win. Thank you, Tom, for sharing your story. You're an angel for us.